What's up, crew? Welcome to Daily Self-Talk. I am your host, Mr. Be Great Today, Jay. And today, we finally hit episode 2. And today, we're going to talk about identity, going out there and being our very best self, you know, being our authentic self, walking in our true identity. Instead of, you know, because of this journey, you know, we tend to live up to other people's standards, the way that, you know, life has probably told us to live life and not go out there and actually live and do exactly what we were called to do. And so today on episode 2, we're going to talk about identity and some things that we can add to our life to actually see how valuable we are to then walk out in our true authentic self. And that's going to be key for your growth and key for your success. And so again, I thank each and every one of you for being with me today on Daily Self-Talk. I hope you guys have had an awesome week. It is Friday, so I hope you know, Monday you were out there and you had the you know, you set the tone high and you're still pushing full throttle. So as we get into identity, that's one of the key things we want to do. We want to stay pushing heavy, you know, pushing the pedal to the metal in our life to go out there and give the world the best version of us. And we have to do so by filling our cup up with the things necessary that we need, you know, that we need to walk out in our truth. You know, throughout my journey, you know, alone, I was out there trying to please others, get their approval for hanging out or just being around, you know. And a lot of people still do that today, where they seek others' opinions as if they matter, to which can hinder them from going after their goals and the dream that they want to turn into their reality. Because you're so worried about other people's opinions of you, you don't even know who you truly are. And that's where you got to take risk. You got to start betting on yourself. And, you know, I realized that for myself is when I needed to start betting on myself to go out there and take risk and realize how strong my faith was and my capabilities to go out there and walk in my true authentic self and be okay with it. You know, as coming out with my story and telling my story, I had to be okay with telling that to the world and understand that I wasn't alone. But that gave me that first step of finding out who I am and the things that I like, the things that move me in a positive direction, and what I see for myself. You know, daily talks with myself to build myself up was, you know, not to boost my ego. It was basically to fill my cup up, to let myself know how strong I truly am, and that if I go out here and I put my best foot forward each and every day, that's growth, right? And I think we all need to do that. We all need to, every day, man. I think that's just the hardest thing, is that every day you don't know if you're putting your best foot forward. But let me tell you something. If you know who your true authentic self is, then you do apply putting your best foot forward. Look what happened there. You know what I mean? You didn't even realize it, but you put your best foot forward because you know who you truly are. You're walking in truth with who you are. So, you know, I want everybody to start grasping some of this message and applying it to your life as, you know, go out there each day, you know, and take time for yourself to dissect yourself and see where the holes are, right? Where the loopholes are, and fix those, because you have to fix yourself. You have to patch, you know, yourself up. You know, you have to plug in the tools and the power of messages and things that mean, you know, the utmost highest to you, to where you can walk out in your true authentic self and you feel better. We've all wore a mask, and some of us, you know, had a mask on longer than others. You know, I was an individual who had a mask on, mini mask, and I wasn't being my true self. I was able to be one person in the morning, a different person in the afternoon, and a totally different person at night. And that got me nowhere in life. You know, it doesn't get you nowhere in life, because every day you're having to keep up to that standard, that life of wearing the mask. And so when you take that off and you start working on yourself to find out who you are, you know, like, sit back and ask yourself, who am I? What do I even like to do? What are some of the things that move me each and every day to be become the very best version of myself. You know, give the world the very best version of me, you know. And I understand now on this journey now, like, every day is not going to be easy. But if I can work on myself to give the world the very best version of me each day, I'm projecting onto the canvas, right? My life, my legacy, my story. And that's all we have to do, right? We're here to serve. So all we have to do each day is walk out in our true, authentic self, and things will manifest for us. You know, we put in the hard work and we take action on what we want. Those things manifest for us. Our faith is strong. Those things manifest for us, right? So, but when we have the cloggy vision of not walking in our true, authentic self, when we're trying to live up to other people's standards or impress others or society's way of living, you know, as, you know, they want you to just have a 9-to-5, come home, eat dinner, and repeat. You know, they don't want you to fill your cup up with wisdom, right? So when you start to do that on this journey, does it get rough? Absolutely. But each day, you're able to attack life knowing that you're giving the world the best version of you when you attack that situation. You're able to overcome that situation in a totally different version of you, right? A clear clarity. So that again falls into a little bit of identity. It's the clarity of who we truly are. You know, I advise all of you some tools to take with you now. You know, get alone with yourself and literally write down some things about yourself. Like, I mean, true, authentic things about yourself. You know, if you procrastinate on certain things, write that you've procrastinated. You've slacked on this and that, or you've done great in this. You've done great in that. Write those things down because you need to have that as a vision. You know that, you know, if you're a good writer and you want to write a book, well, then that's what you need to have in your vision boards. You know what I mean? You need to start walking in what's calling you. Just because the people that you surround yourself around don't read doesn't mean that you shouldn't read, right? You shouldn't fill your cup up with knowledge and power and strength, you know? Like I've mentioned many a times before, you know, I read my first book at the age of 30. And I see now this is me walking in my true self, you know, reading books. Now, do everybody in my circle read books? No. And, you know, that's their life. That's their journey. But I don't have to change, you know what I mean? I don't have to change to fit in. So, and that's what we've done. We've haven't found out who we truly are on this journey. So we've just pushed out what we love to do because others around us don't like it. So we think it's not cool enough, right? We don't think it's meant to their standard. Well, they're no better than you. And you have to realize that on your journey. You have to realize that they're not, no one's out there. Your only competition is you versus you. So every day, attacking life, going out there, being the best version of you. Give that to the world each day. The very best version of yourself. That's all we have to do. That's all we have to do. And as we keep doing that, as we keep going out there and attacking life and giving the world our true self, we feel whole. We feel complete. Because you've worked on you. That's your biggest investment is you. But so many of you have forgotten that you're the biggest investment. You know, if they talk about invest in properties, invest in this, invest in that. What about invest in you? Invest in yourself. When you do that, man, that's key. That's key to your growth. That's key to your success. And that's key to claiming your victory. Nothing can stop you but you. But if we're not walking in our true, authentic self, if we're not going out there giving the world the very best version of oneself, you know, it becomes a problem. It becomes a hassle. And we're hurting ourselves. You know, the self-sabotage of that happens. And we don't want that. We don't want that on our journey. We've self-sabotaged ourselves enough, right? So it's now a chance. Here's our chance now to really fix these holes in our game, these holes in our life, right? And give the world what it's dying to have, and that's the very best version of us. Each day as we rise and we give gratitude for life, we should fill our cup up with how strong and how powerful we truly are. Because we can overcome the things that are being placed in our lane, right? The obstacles that are in our way, we can overcome those. But only when we're walking in truth. Only when we know who we truly are, right? Because when you're trying to be something that you're not, you don't know how to approach these situations. We've all been there, right? Throughout life, you know, you've battled certain situations and you have no idea how to get through it. Why? Because you don't know who you are. So you just sweep it underneath the rug, and then guess what? Years later, maybe months, maybe weeks, it pops up again. So it's important that we now on this journey know who we are. We are. Don't worry about nobody else. Worry about who you are. And then as obstacles approach and come, you're able to attack them knowing who you are and knowing what tools to apply to the situation to come out on top and claim that victory. Each day is yours to capture. You just have to rise up and take action and capture the day. Capture that victory. And you have the ability. You have the ability to do so. So let's rise up. Let's finish out the week strong, right? Let's continue to fill our cups up, and let's continue to attack the day, man, because the victory is just yours, man. Go out there, be your authentic self. Walk in your truth. Take this weekend to really, you know, get along with yourself, get some notes down about yourself, and dissect yourself, you know, do an experiment on yourself. Find out who you are, because you're the biggest investment. But as always, man, go out there, be great, be phenomenal, and oh yeah, be unstoppable. It starts with you and it ends with you, so just keep on keeping on. Now let's get it.